Straub led them across the formal gardens. There were no Sekhmen anywhere.
What's on, Straub?
Traitor. Found out that one of the older Sek sergeants had been stealing from the armory. Started with a fistful of ammo, then moved on to taking out submachine guns and LMGs in bits and pieces, one part at a time.
Who'd he sell them to? Is there an anti-Vill resistance?
You ever know a Vill in all Deathlands where there wasn't any resistance, John Barrymore Dix?
Guess not. But it seems like the Countess has her heel on the neck of the region.
Well put, Armorer. She has her heel on every part of the body corporate of the land around, and it can give supreme exhilarating pain as well as delicious pleasure.
What about this resistance?
Young bloods in some of the outlying settlements. A little poaching of deer, salmon from the ponds, even prime carp. Nothing too serious. Ambushed a wag train last year and killed a couple of Sek men. Countess sent out a raiding party and hung a few hostages. Quieted them.
What's gonna happen this afternoon?
Sergeant Gummer gets to pay the price for his treachery and his stupidity.
Formal execution? I don't really want to watch this.
Straub turned, and for a moment his habitual mask slipped, and he glared at Christy, the silver flecks whirling in his black eyes.
Do you think there's a choice, you stoop red-haired bitch?
Hey, back off!
Ryan stepped in close to the man, his hand gripping the butt of the Sig Sauer.
If we don't want to watch, then we can all turn right around and go back to our rooms. You gonna chill us all?
Of course not. And I apologize most humbly for losing control of my temper. We must hurry. The Countess will be here soon.
It was an odd sight. Straub led them down into the bottom of the steep-sided valley they'd viewed the previous day, and toward a wilderness that looked as if it had once been used as a quarry. They finally saw the ranks of the Sekhmen lined up on three sides of a square beneath the high cliff that terminated the quarry, the ground covered with rocks of all sizes. The Sekhmen were all in dress uniforms, with Rugers holstered at their hips.
You will not have to participate in the execution. You can watch from here.
Ryan looked for a gallows or a headsman's block or some sign of a firing squad. There was nothing.
How's he gonna buy the farm?
A stoning.
Stoning? That is unbelievably barbaric. If he has to be chilled, why not just put a bullet through the back of the poor bastard's neck? But to throw stones at him?
Barbaric, possibly, Dr. Wyeth. Even a little biblical is a form of killing. But everyone who betrays the Countess knows that this is the fate that awaits them. This is, I believe, the first stoning of a traitor for more than 3 years. So you can appreciate that it is passing effective.
Here she is, lover. Come to enjoy her afternoon.
The Countess stalked toward them like a feral cat, elegant and in total control. She was wearing a golden ribbon, tying back her hair, and a deep purple pantsuit in rich velvet. Her boots were mid-calf in lilac leather with stiletto heels. She had an escort of 6 of the younger Sek men. She stood over to the right, favoring her guests with a frosty bow.
We may begin, Straub.
Excellency.
Bring out Sergeant Gummer.
The prisoner stumbled between the two Sek men who were almost holding him up, leading him to stand, swaying from side to side, at the bottom of the cliff, about 20 paces from the nearest of his fellows. He looked to be about 35, powerfully built. He had been stripped naked, wearing only a ragged linen breechcloth that hardly covered his loins. He was barefoot. His hands were tied tightly behind his back, blood seeping around his nails from the pressure. His face was pale. Mildred tugged at Straub's black-clad arm.
You can ease him. Use your mesmeric toy to help him through the worst of the pain.
I could.
Ask the Countess.
She would listen to Ryan Carter.
Ryan, ask her if Straub can use his cunning to hypnotize the poor bastard.
She won't listen to me.
Oh, but she might. Katya has not given up hope of bending you to her will.
Ryan turned and walked towards the Countess.
Katya, why not show that justice can be tempered by mercy? Allow Straub to use his skills to ease the man's suffering. He'll still die and be punished for his foolishness and treachery.
Katya looked at him, a half-smile playing around her lips.
Why not? Do it, Straub, but make it fast. I am getting bored. And stop that incessant drumming! God damn.
Straub moved forward to stand in front of Gummer, holding up the silver disc. Everyone was silent, watching the mesmerist.
Felix Gummer, hark to my words, and watch this bauble as it spins in front of you. Focus your eyes on it, and give me your attention. Listen well.
The disgraced sex sergeant stared blankly as the disc began to spin faster and faster, sending lances of colored light across his face.
There will be no pain. No pain. Your body will resist, and your mind will control it. You will go down under the stones, but the suffering will end quickly. Do you understand?
Gummer's eyes were squeezed tight shut.
I understand, Master Straub. I will do as you say.
Enough! Straub, get back here and read the charge.
The shaved-headed man did as he was bid, bowing low to her.
I hear and obey, lady.
He pulled a short scroll of parchment from one of his capacious pockets.
Felix Gummer, you have been found guilty of stealing from Countess Katya Beausoleil, whose bondsman you were in body and soul. This is construed as simple treachery with malice aforethought, and is punishable by death by stoning from your fellow sekmen. Your body will be buried in the grave that you dug yourself this morning, and no prayers will be said. Do you have any last words?
The man shook his head slowly. Ryan hadn't seen before the deep grave with a pile of raw earth a few yards to the left of where Gummer stood, gaping with a layer of gray clay, showing livid among the orange earth. Straub turned toward the Countess.
All is ready.
Begin.
Front rank, bend and pick up one stone. Straighten. Second rank, bend and pick up a stone. Straighten. On the word, first rank will throw their stones. Then, on a count of three, the second rank will do the same, while the third rank bend to pick up stones. On a second count of three, the second rank will throw their missiles, and the first rank will pick up more stones, and so on until the word is given by the Countess to cease the execution.
Kaya, I've never seen anything like this.
I have. I've seen it as a sort of Sun King crop fertility ritual in some primitive frontier pest holes. So went to a little place called Jackson out in Backwoods, Missouri, where they had a ceremony, with a whole ragged-ass community drawing stones from a bag. Just once a year, early in the growing season, the person who got the black stone was the sacrifice for that year. But I've never seen it before as a method of execution.
Begin!
Most of the men had picked stones around the size of a baseball, but they were jagged flints with cruel points and razored edges. Each row consisted of 18 men. Ryan noticed immediately that their hearts weren't in the killing. Only four stones struck Gummer, mainly glancing blows on his chest and hips, making him stagger, a couple of them drawing threads of bright crimson blood. The second row got five hits, only one of them with any velocity.
Stop!
The Countess wasn't a stupid woman.
If I see any man aiming wide or not throwing with all his might, then that man will be tied to stand beside the wretched Gummer. And he will not have the benefit of Straub's mercy. You may begin again.
Christy and Mildred both winced and looked away, as nearly all the sharp rocks found their helpless target.
Is your hypnotism helping the poor bastard? Still seems a lot of blood and pain.
Be much worse if I hadn't hypnotized him. Countess didn't give me long enough to put him under deeply, but he's still going to find the passing easier.
Three more stones hit Gummer on the skull, and he slumped down unconscious, his feet twitching. His face was a pulped red mask.
Why not chill him with a bullet? Point's been made.
Not the way of the Vill. During the time I've been with the Countess, she's never failed to get her own way. Never. No matter what it takes.
Remember that, Ryan Carter. What she wants from you is a small favor. Refusal can bear a massively disproportionate price. Not just for you.
How's that?
It's all I can say. And the last time I'll say it. Give it some serious thought, Ryan.
Another round of stones flew at the slumped, motionless figure. Then Katya Beausoleil held up a gloved hand.
Enough! Tip the scum into his hole in the dirt.
Two of the Sekmen stepped forward and dragged Gummer across the bloodied sand to his grave. Mildred took a half step forward, then caught the flat, incurious eyes of the Countess and moved back into line, shrugging her shoulders.
What?
Nothing. Best get back to see how Doc's getting on. I hope he's sleeping.
Tell me, Millie.
Well, that method of killing, executing, murdering, call it what you like, it was bad enough. Brutish and unbelievably cruel. But when it was over and they put him in the grave and filled it in...
Mildred looked at J.B., her dark eyes brimming.
He wasn't dead, John. The bitch had him buried alive.
The Countess didn't show for supper that night, choosing to stay in her own quarters. Straub took her place at the head of the table.
I am delighted to hear that the admirable Doc Tanner is recovering from the emergency operation.
Should be up and about in a couple of days. I had hoped to be on our way before then, but I guess we'll just have to impose a while longer.
And we'll give you a little more time to change your mind about what she wants you to do for her.
Straub was twiddling the silver disc around, and Ryan found his eye was caught by it. He felt sucked toward the whirling center, and his mind numbed.
You got time to tell us about the end of Traitor. I don't see much wrong with your mind, Straub.
Ryan broke loose of the spell. Straub's black eyes met Jack's crimson gaze.
Traitor. He and I were on a beach with muties. Ignorant armies clashing by night. I recall that. Another man, small, with a mustache.
Abe.
Abe? Perhaps.
So what happened? I don't believe you can't remember. Tell us, Straub.
You must understand, I've been through deep and mysterious changes in becoming slave to the Countess. Not just in my body, but in every part of my brain. Presume not that I am the man I was, Jack Lauren. I can only operate at her will. Perhaps if she gave me permission to explore that closed room of memory.
You must know if Traitor's dead or not. You were right there in his face.
I cannot help you. I see two scenes. One where Traitor is butchered on that wet, shingled beach, surrounded by a mound of muty corpses, faithful Abe dying at his feet from a score of wounds. Then I see him running away, wounded perhaps, but alive. And I do not know which is true. Perhaps neither.
Everyone was exhausted from the rigors of a peculiarly strained day. Doc's sudden illness after the visit to Graceland, and then the operation, followed by the grotesque horrors of the execution. They all looked in on Doc before going to bed, delighted that the indomitable old-timer was already showing signs of returning to his good health. Mildred had found, however, that he was running a slight fever, and gave him some drugs from the Vill to try to reduce it. But it pushed his always fragile sanity away over the brink. He reverted to a time on a cold winter's day in the 19th century, when he was married to his beloved Emily. Doc was convinced that he had been out sleighing and skating and had caught influenza, which accounted for his temperature and general malaise.
Keep darling Rachel and dear little Jolyon away from me, my beloved sweetheart.
Christy sat with him, holding his hand, giving him comfort.
You're fine, Doc, and you're with us. Soon be fighting fit again.
Always one to look on the sunny side of the street, Emily, my dove. If only I had refused to go on the horse-drawn sleigh with those confounded Ambersons. They think themselves so magnificent.
It was a little after 9 when Ryan and Christy went to their room. They undressed and climbed into their four-poster. They lay together, side by side, watching the heavy rain and occasional flash of pinkish chem lightning through the mullioned windows on the east side of the room.
How long before we leave this place, lover?
If it hadn't been for Doc's sickness, I was planning to move at dawn. Slip out and steal one of their wags and get going back northeast to the redoubt and jump on again.
Countess would have come after you.
Nah. She's arrogant beyond belief, but she isn't stupid. She knows that a full-scale knock-em-down firefight would go against her. We got the power.
Christie's right hand reached out and feathered across Ryan's chest, then touched him lower, caressing him very gently.
No?
Not tonight, I don't think. Just not in the right mood for it.
Any reason?
I keep thinking about that bitch and her demands on me. Can't she see that if there's a biological problem, that it must lie with her? It gets to me the way she keeps looking at me. It's kind of scary.
Why not do what she wants?
How's that? Are you greasing my wheels, lover?
Of course not. You know me better than that, Ryan. Not a teasing matter. I truly wouldn't mind if you slept with her just the once. Take the pressure off all of us. I have this bad feeling. I can see it, lover, that she's going to cause some triple bad trouble to try and get her own way. I see death.
I know that old vid shit about a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. I guess it wouldn't hurt, not on the cosmic scale of things, if I did it. But it would matter, Christy. It's wrong. Trying to talk around it and justify it doesn't alter that. I can't ride around this one. Sorry. We can hold on for a couple more days, and then we'll be safe.
Straub?
Yeah. He's a man to watch. Might be worth chilling that cold heart son of a bitch before we move on. I know he's got this weird change, but there's still something deep down, fundamentally evil about Straub. Caught him trying to get me under with that silver toy of his. Nearly managed it, too.
Keep away from him until we break and run. The deaths that I see are linked to him.
I couldn't do it with her. And that's all there is to it, lover. I just couldn't.